when Mary was bringing up and marrying her children, managing the household affairs of the large estate, and receiving and returning the visits of her grandsons of the island, to say nothing of playing. Her important part in social functions, life went well enough. Her children, far away from the swarms of Charlestown, throve in the trade winds which temper the sun of Nevis and make it an isle of delight. When they were not studying with the governance, they were grooves and gorges to play in, ponies to ride, and monkeys and land crabs to hunt. Later came the gay life of the capital. The routs at Government House, frequent enough when the chief was elsewhere. The balls at the neighbouring estates, the picnics in the cool high forest, or where more tropical trees and tree ferns grew thick, the constant meeting with distinguished strangers, and the visits to the other islands. The young Fawcetts married early. One went with